The village of Round Lake committed the whole April 20th, 2015.
I'd like to call the order for the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting, April 20th, 2015, at 7:30 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Farrelly.
Present.
Trustee Newby. Trustee Simoncelli.
Present.
Trustee Trippin.
Present.
Trustee Wodzinski.
Present.
Thank you. I get a motion to approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of April 6th, 2015.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Simoncelli, seconded by Trustee Trippin. Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment? Thank you for being here, everybody. Committee of the Whole, Clerk's Office, Business License Renewal Late Fee.
Right now, the village does not have a late fee in the renewal business license application, and we would just like to have that added, and it would be for $25. In previous years, it's getting to be, well, this is only my first process, but the 2 years previous, I see a lot of businesses coming in and applications are late, and it's just
Chronic,
yeah, thank you. And it's this is for a deterrent, hopefully.
Do you have a specific time period from the time that they should have filed their license, and then how many days it will be before you assess this fee?
Well, licenses expire April 30th, so this will go in effect May 1st.
What's
the grace period?
Is there a grace period?
Well, they received the application in March, so they've had 6 weeks.
30 days, 40 days, or just 1 week. I mean, it depends on what paperwork say. Mm-hmm. I'm saying at least for this one, we can go ahead and move with the $25 late fee, but because the application went on the market, there's no note of the late fee.
It was.
Oh, what?
This was supposed to be in the last meeting.
Also, but it was already put out there that there would be...
They were aware of it.
Yes. Right. There was a cover letter that went out, and it was stated on there that if the applications came in after May 1st, there would be a late fee.
Okay.
No application has been given, at least.
As a deterrent.
Fair enough. Are you seeing it?
Coming
in quicker, or not,
I haven't really seen. Mark has been doing a lot of them. So I had himself.
Yes, I guess this is your tactic work. Still probably the following.
I've
right.
Okay. Everybody fine
with that? Sure.
We'll move it forward. Human Resources, Salary Ordinance.
Good evening, Mayor. Good morning, Trustees. I'm in front of you tonight at the fiscal year-end, April 30th, 2016 Salary Ordinance. Included in the 2016 budget is a 3% cost of living adjustment for COLA and a 3.5% step increase for non-union employees. Both police and public works union employees are not included in the compensation plan as they are covered under their own union contracts. If the ordinance is approved, next board meeting, May 4th, the COLA increase would be effective for the payroll ending May 3rd, which is paid on May 7th. There's some other notes attached here. One thing to point out is the moving of one of the two authorized code enforcement officer positions, which is under grade 009, to code enforcement officer / plan reviewer position, which is grade 010. This is due to the employee performing additional responsibilities, which include plan reviews, zoning issues, and public inquiries. So this is attached, the compensation plan is attached for April 30th, 2016. And we're asking to move this forward. So if there's any questions at this time?
No problem. Just so that
rest of the trustees to know about this. This was a employee grade change was due to the fact that the employee's already doing the job. So in other words, we've been getting it without having to increase.
He was doing the job for a while.
Absolutely. So what it is that all we're doing is catching him up to date with this. You know, everybody needs to have a few extra dollars when they do more work for us. And as far as I'm concerned, we can move it forward if there's no other objections. Mr. Mayor.
I agree wholeheartedly. Overdue. Everybody fine?
Fine.
Thank you, Shay. Under Public Works, Gillis Drive Bridge Wetland Mitigation, my favorite topic in the whole wide world.
I do. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the board. The item before you has to do with purchase of wetland mitigation credit to offset the minor impacts we're having with the design of the bridge. So we're filling wetlands just a little bit. Here you drop the size right here. And so we have to go purchase credits within the same watershed. And it was a budgeted item in the overall project scope. It's coming in slightly below where we had anticipated. So are there any questions we got in?
And how much will this couple shovelfuls of wetlands cost to purchase?
$3,000.
Thank you.
What does a wetland bank do, I guess, is the question.
A wetland bank can be established. It's a commercial enterprise, essentially. Perhaps that prime developable land can be converted to wetlands, high-quality wetlands that have certain species that the Army Corps looks for. They have to go in, perhaps do a little bit of earthwork, maybe change the hydrology a little bit, either more water or maybe drainage just a little bit, depending. And then the Corps will come in and certify it and say, yes, this is top-notch, grade A wetland. And then once that happens, it's available to purchase to offset impact that you have.
Right. This is information. We have to swallow it. Move it forward.
But I'm going to ask this one question. You can enlighten me because you've been here a little bit longer than I have. I remember the year that I moved here. They found a little bird. It was about yay tall. It was over there on the other side of Nipperson. And he's an endangered species. If I recall right, we got a windfall money for that little rat being right over there, having a good old time, mind his own business.
Was it also the Forest Service that got the money for him being home here?
I don't know, but whatever it was, it
wasn't my side.
It was in the Daily Herald about it.
Illinois Department of Conservation.
Okay. Now, everybody was
saying, natural resources.
When we were looking, all of a sudden they said, ooh, just think, if one of those rats was landing in the back of your house, you'd be in good shape.
No. Another agency. So we're moving this forward. Special events. Very good. Thank you for all the work on special events. And administration, Governor Rauner's, the Illinois turnaround discussion. Do I know who's speaking on this? Shields.
Mr. Shields is speaking on this one. I'm not going to spend too much time on it. I actually thought his turnaround plan. As you're all aware, they want to reduce income tax by 50%. That's on the table by the governor. His turnaround plan doesn't mention anything about the income tax at all. So I thought this would be an additional handout on what the governor is thinking. Yeah. And instead of reading that huge document, his plan is summarized in graphs and charts and what I'm having now. I'm going to try to use the right word here. The governor is trying to force certain things, right?
Okay.
Trying to impose.
Impose employee empowerment and want it. This is a buy-off on that. In exchange, we went to a 50% reduction on income tax. That is still hanging out there, but I believe there's a court case, and I don't know if you're aware of it, or Mike, that he already lost as part of that
empowerment and union issue. I believe it was a leader.
Right, that work.
Right. The litigation's not going. That was a temporary measure. His executive order is that.
After placing this on the agenda, I thought it was a little bit more political than I thought. It's everybody's opinion, and I really wanted to focus on the income tax reduction, which isn't part of this plan. They already reduced the April motor fuel tax by, I believe, what, 50%? So we only received $16,000 when we should receive around double that 32. There was talk that use tax was also decreased, but the big one's income tax. If it is 50%, I already mentioned this, it's a $900,000 reduction in income tax for a village. If it's less than that, some have said 25%, so $400,000. It is up in the air at this point. So I don't want to start throwing off with the numbers out there. Care tactics. It's something that we have to keep in mind as the year progresses. Now, the state's budget starts July 1st, so technically, they're supposed to get something done by that time. I don't think that's going to happen, but again, I don't have a crystal ball, I can't tell you. And I don't have all the answers for you either. You have the internet and search, and what I have in front of you is what I found out there too, just to help you out to get everybody on the board up to speed with the plan is. So a lot of reading there. There is some good stuff in there of what should be done for changes. But again, everybody has probably a different opinion, even in this room, on the plan itself. That's all I have. I mean, my biggest income tax reduction is that passes, which scares me.
And who's asking for the resolution? Is it Rauner's office or the IML?
Rauner's office. That wasn't in that packet, though, which I found a little unusual.
But that's what they want, what they want the municipalities to do.
There have been a few articles in the paper from the McHenry County, and I believe it was Switchback, standing room only, both of them passed it. But there was quite a few people there that were not happy with the outcome of the vote. Both of them voted yes. I can't tell you that it's political, or that's what they believe is the right thing to do. I don't know that, nor do I care. But I haven't heard what other communities are going to do at this point either. You don't hear too much about it anymore from 2 to 3 weeks ago, where they were pressing and pressing or to do a resolution to support the governor's action plan.
I think they wanted that resolution done by the 23rd, tomorrow, correct?
And I don't think that many communities actually did one.
Right. So, again, information?
Yes. I'll bring forward whatever I need to bring forward at a future date. This is an ongoing issue we have to keep on top of. Specifically the income tax reduction.
Thank you, Steve.
Were there any discussions with Bob Dole on that topic again?
The mayors were not happy. No, I mean the basic comment was we have worked our tail off to do budget deficit reductions, to do what we can to get our municipalities in shape. And then they kind of felt that it was a bully scare tactic, and they did not appreciate it.
Okay.
I don't think that was directed at Congressman Doe per se. That was the discussion in the room on that day amongst the mayors that were there.
Yeah, and again, you know, it's a state issue, Bob's federal, so Bob really didn't have a lot to comment on.
You know what, the IML conference in September ought to be a lot of fun if this goes
oh.
I bet you he don't show up this year.
Yeah. Any other questions on that? Again, information for you. Anything that else that we can first see if we ask?
Have you actually seen the big book? Sent to all of the other, all of his cabinet and other people that the senators and I think the representatives got a copy of.
The only thing that I have is that turnaround. What's the title of it, Steve?
The Illinois Turnaround.
The Illinois Turnaround.
The Illinois Turnaround.
Big notebook. Back to back.
No, it's not a big notebook. This is a pamphlet.
Yeah.
40 pages?
Yeah. Was considered waiting around in my neck of the woods. I was wondering about that big. You know, it's loose leaf and it's kind of thick. It's got every section you can think of that has to do with the state government in. And it is concerning in itself. And I voiced my opinion to the government directly. I sent him a letter and told him that, you know, hey, a lot of municipalities are having a hard enough time without taking half what they got. And so many words left. I just think that maybe if more people take the more active, proactive stance, it might be effective, it might ring a bell, because I know that a lot of people support it and help them get to where he's at today. And that's just my two cents on it.
Thank you, Henry. Mm-hmm. Any other comments?
I have one. I may have an opportunity next meeting because this is why I have new trustees. So I wanted them to be trustees next time. For your dedication and hard work over the last number of years, working with me as finance director and as administrator. I really, really appreciate it. You've done a really good job, especially in special ed. Don't cry anymore. But I really appreciate your efforts you've really put in to help this community out. So, yeah.
It's been a pleasure working with you.
Don't forget, we're not through with them.
No, we're not.
I
can't
call my
game
anyway. I'm done.
She's over here cleaning out the drawers.
And with that, may I get a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Trustee Schiffrin, seconded by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
All right.
Meeting is adjourned. 7:49.